like to see it again.
Oh god.
Tanvi's just on her phone.
She's on Instagram, you useless little shit. Oh my god.
Look who takes this seriously.
Who invites her? God. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I'm Sunidhi.
That's way too energetic for this podcast, man.
I know.
The vibe is... Oh, I hate saying vibe. This is Tanvi, of course. I'm the only one who complains all the time.
Mm-hmm. And this is Anika. Okay. So first of all, just to point out, Sunidhi, when she went like, welcome back, I thought the ooh was so long. I thought she's gonna like, ooh, podcast time. But yeah, that didn't pan out.
Yeah, that's more you than me.
Anyways.
Yeah, podcast yeah, time is very, it's a very hard thing to say.
I'm just projecting.
What
your,
time is it? Podcast time. What time is it? Podcast now. Please
no. Now that's a very Sunidhi thing to do.
Remember when we made that song about like some physics thing that I can't remember now?
Oh my god,
oh,
yes.
Oh shit, right.
If it hit the particle,
and then, remember,
let it deviate.
It would deviate.
I remember.
Oh my. No, guys, today we'll be talking about Tanvi's DMs, also known as ghost towns. Aha! Took me a whole minute to come up. Please laugh. Please laugh.
It's
oh
just
no.
Like, that is so sad. And that's such a... You tried so hard with that joke. I almost want to applaud the effort. But at the same time, I'm like, it's not funny.
I don't
like
commend mediocrity.
Yeah, it's a participation trophy. That's why Sunidhi doesn't like herself. You can't applaud mediocrity.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Nice.
Everyone's just being very mean here. This is not a safe space anymore.
I'm so used to it. I have literally no response. I'm like, yeah, good. Nice one. How long did it take to come up with that one? Just sitting
Wait,
on the, just
how
sitting
much
on the shitter.
Did you guys get last night?
And then just sitting on the shitter and just being like, okay, this will be perfect. This will destroy her.
Destroy her. Mm-hmm. Okay, no. How much sleep did you guys get last night? Because that helped... Tell me how mean, like, I got 4 hours, yay. So, I'm gonna be mean today.
I guess, I think I've gotten, wait, when did I sleep? Yeah, 5 to 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah, same. So, I think 6 hours, yeah. Anyways,
so,
okay.
This is gonna be a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Yeah.
Yes, this will be mean. Feel free to call in your friend, Mr. Grinch. If you're friends with him, give me his contact, we'll be friends. He looks cool. Anyways.
Oh, shit. Guys, I'm so sorry. Have you seen that IG reel where there's this girl who's like trying to convince Mr. Grinch to not steal Christmas and then she pokes her tongue out and it's green?
No.
No.
Please send it.
Please send it. Do send
it. If I find it, I'll send it. It's basically one where there's a girl and she's like, I tried to convince Mr. Grinch not to steal Christmas. And she tucks her hair behind her ear and just pokes her tongue out and it's green.
Oh my god.
That is so...
I don't think Sunidhi's gotten it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay. Blowjob.
Sunidhi.
She gave it. That's the insinuation.
That's... Oh no, we were talking about ghost towns. Anyways, yes.
You really just ruined a lot of things for me. Thank you, though.
Okay, guys, okay. Ghost towns are basically deserted cities, villages, islands, whatever, with a lot of infrastructure still in place. So, you know, like you'd have roads,
like my
coach, houses,
anyways.
Whatnot.
I don't know why I did that.
Oh my god, that was so random. I loved that. Beautiful.
That's what he said. Continue.
Just ruin it.
Okay, so today I'll be covering like the basic histories and some scary stories of like ghost towns around India. And I literally did this research last night at midnight. So if I don't get gratification, y'all are just giving me like nightmares for no reason. So
gratification, gratification, gratification.
Yes, we're so famous anyways. You know, we got like 40 views. Oh, yeah, no, sorry, like, 40 listens on like our first 10 episode.
Right now.
10 followers.
As far as I know.
So famous.
So famous. Okay. Yeah, also, I'll be talking about, like, the haunted ones because we need the spice in life. Insert the, you know, that chef's thing. I have no idea. Okay. Anyways, nice and short story time kind of podcast coming up.
Don't worry, we're all just as confused. Don't worry.
It's okay. I have no idea.
This editing's going to be tough.
She's not going to edit this. She's going to leave it in for the embarrassment. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of times I'm just like, okay, let me remove this. Nah, they're being clowns. I think people need to know this. And I just like mute my part because I'm just like giving commentary that's being ignored. So I just mute my part and then you two just go off.
Love that. Yes. Yes.
I don't need to let everybody know that my own friends don't listen to me.
Exactly.
That should be private.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this will be like a nice story time kind of podcast. So get hot chocolate if you're in a cold place. If you're not, then
grab somebody sexy and tell them, hey,
give me everything tonight.
I want to mute both of you.
Can we have a dramatic reading of? Yeah, that's true. Can we have like a dramatic reading of some beautiful song lyrics at some point? I'd love that.
I mean, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. It's like baby, but like medieval.
Now we've not even started. Let's go.
Yeah. So, no, let's start off. Dramatic yeah. Reading.
Yeah, add some dramatic music.
Dramatic.
Da, 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 da. Not dramatic. I mean, that's life. But yeah.
Creepy music.
Okay. So the first is my absolute dream vacation spot since I was a child. Bhangarh. So this is a town in Rajasthan. And it's also known as Bhuton Ka Garh Bhangarh, which is basically like the town of ghosts, I guess. And yeah, there's quite a rich history here. The Bhangarh fort was made by Raja Bhagwan Singh for his son Madho Singh in 1573, if the date is correct, because everywhere there's like weird dates, but yeah, 1573 because it sounds nice. Anyways, so with the situations of kingdoms back in the day, it was passed on to his son Chhatra Singh, who had an amazingly beautiful daughter, Ratnavati. Obviously, you know, we need to go with that entire royalty storyline.
Grab some okay, so sexy. Now, that's right there. She's sexy.
Oh my God.
Please
yeah,
don't
like, maybe saying that in context with a father and daughter isn't the best idea.
Why would my you God. Make it that way? I was talking about her specifically, her alone.
Yeah, like her alone.
Fucking weirdo.
She has identity, damn. Oh, okay.
I know, but...
I'm sorry. Okay, now imagine a Princess Diana situation with Ratnavati. Basically, everyone who heard of her absolutely loved her. And lots of people were dying to meet her and la 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 la, the whole, you know, you get all the glitz and glam there. So now there's like a bit of unclarity from this point on because I keep finding two different versions of this story. So the first one and the more common one is there was once a tantric, which is basically a person who practices dark magic, right? Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes, it's getting fun. So like everyone else, he was also madly in love with Ratnavati. And he knew that he was a piece of shit and he doesn't look good and she'd never love him back. So he decided to take matter into his own hands. And I gotta stop here. Like, buddy, I support you with the dark magic and stuff. But, like, consent, bro. If she's not gonna love you, take the hint. Yeah, right? Like, take the damn hint and move on.
Dark magic and all is good. Fine, that's right. Like, we support we that if that's what you want to do.
Full support. Yes.
But
you do you, girly.
Don't fucking try to trick somebody into falling in love with you. Don't do that. There's a reason the genie had a rule that was like, don't ask me to kill somebody and don't ask me to make somebody fall in love with you. That's not how this shit works. If Disney can get it right, so can you. It's fucking Disney.
Fun point.
Okay.
Manga
don't shit on Disney that much.
Hey, Disney's nice.
But they did some pretty questionable shit in their past. Let's take that into account.
Yeah, back to Bhangar. Oh, I really want to go, man. Okay, anyways. This dude.
Fund us, please. We can go.
Yeah, man. We could go. Like, we'll reach there in, I think, 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's not too far from us. Now that gives you a radius of where we live. Don't find us. No. Don't find us.
once we're like, you know, moments, like what do you say, months away from graduating or something, we're like, fuck, we're gonna fail. So let's just go there.
Dude, I'm planning to go either ways.
Yeah.
I'm planning to go either ways. This place is like dream vacation.
I just want to see Thanvi's reaction. She's such a baby. Anyways, moving on.
Oh, yeah. I can see that, yeah. So, okay. So the tantric saw... you know, Ratnavati's handmaiden buy some oil for the princess and he put a spell on it. So he said that the oil will make anyone fall madly in love with him, knowing that it was going for the princess. However, our girly Ratnavati was not only beautiful, but she was pretty smart too. So she was pretty vigilant about stuff around her and she was watching this entire interaction. Like, she saw him staring at the pot or whatever her handmaiden was getting. And she was kind of like very... like skeptical about what was going on. So watching this, she didn't feel good and safe using the oil, so she threw it out the second she got it. So the oil out fell onto a boulder. The boulder did kind of fall in love with the tantric in the sense that it crushed him. Like, it literally rolled down the hill and crushed the guy, which is, you know, great. So,
laws of attraction, bitch.
Laws of attraction.
Sorry, I had to make a physics joke there.
I love the drama here. Like, she threw it out, it fell on a boulder, and the boulder was like, ooh, damn, that black magic dude looking kind of sexy, and just went... like, this has a flair for the dramatic. And anyways, before dying, the tantric cursed Ratnavati, her family, and the entire kingdom. And... yeah, that was kind of what happened with the
history.
What
a petty bitch.
I swear, like, so petty. Like, just get crushed. Oh, no.
R slash nice guy.
He got crushed while crushing. I'll leave.
Yes. The second story is similar, I guess. So, a priest told the king that he could, well, build the fort that he wanted to build, the Bhangar Fort, but on a condition that the shadow of the fort should never touch the priest's settlement. Now, unfortunately, after some renovations, adding a few floors, guess where the fort shadow landed? The settlement. Ding, 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 ding. Okay. Of course, because, you know, it has to have a bad ending. People believe that it was one of these curses because of which the town fell into ruin. And there's actually one more story which kind of mixes these both. It says that the tantric before dying said that if the shadow of the fort ever falls on his grave, then this entire town would fall into ruin. But then, like, it's just confusing. So let's have two separate stories. It's easier that way. Anyways, So people do believe that it was because of one of these curses that the town was attacked and the entire royal family was killed along with a lot of the army as well in the coming years. And like, Hindus believe in rebirth, and unlike Thanvi Dearest, most people look forward to a new beginning in a new place. But these curses had basically prevented the town's population to be reborn and forcing them to be stuck in the town forever. Which is what the entire haunted aspect, you know, has going for it,
I
guess.
If a place is haunted, it's like the spirits are stuck there. They have no, like, sort of consolation to go to another place.
But speaking of this, like, do you think the ghosts know their dad?
I think at one point they know. The longer they're there, I think they know.
I mean, would just like for this to be on record. I don't believe in ghosts.
Shut
so
up.
If
just
they
shut
don't
up.
Exist,
we don't care.
Tanvi, we all know. Tanvi, you say this
every
time.
We know where
you're
boring.
And we've all made it clear, just for those who are coming for the first time. Sunidhi is a straight skeptic. Tanvi says, no, I will never believe in ghosts. And I don't really believe in it until I watch a horror movie and I can't sleep at night. So, yeah, that's about it.
And, clarification, I'm not a straight skeptic. I'm far from straight, but moving on.
Oh no. We love that. Yes, we support. Also, someone's talking behind Tanvi.
Yep, no, that's Tanvi, don't worry.
I think Tanvi's getting yelled at, guys.
Maybe.
She's still getting yelled at. This is so funny.
I don't know. I just see the green thing going blink, blink, blink.
Damn. Okay, yeah. Let's continue then. When Tanvi comes, she comes. So, for a ghost stuck in a ghost town, which essentially has no population, how would they know that, you know, they're not ghosts? Can ghosts talk to each other? Is that like a ghost community?
I hope there's like a different realm where they like reside among us without actually interacting with us. Like, but then again, like they kind of can interact with us if you think about like the touching and like morphing the stuff.
The old dog board. The old dog board. Okay, so continuing.
I'm lowering her volume. Fuck this. She's so just clattering everywhere. God.
She's just killing people.
I bobbed the builder.
Oh my god.
Sorry, my dad needed a pen. Sorry. Okay,
that's fine.
I was just trying to look for a pen.
Really, just sounded like you're just going through a junkyard, just like clattering here and there, just everything everywhere.
Okay, so y'all, people dead, town in ruins, economy went to shit, people fell ill, and everyone died. So now we have...
reminds me of a certain year.
Are you talking about present day India?
Think of this like an English lesson. You have to see the... What was it called? Symbolism? This is not even symbolism. This is just like direct. attacks, y'all. Yeah.
Just foreshadowing.
Okay. Yeah, so all of this happened and we have the most haunted place in India and one of the most haunted places on earth, I guess. Yeah, probably. Okay.
Every place advertises themselves like that. Like, it's like the Cecil Hotel just goes like, oh, we're the most haunted place on the planet. And then, like, the catacombs go like, no, we're haunted. I'm like, no, you're not. Don't be so special.
Yeah, like, tourism needs some money. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, boys, you can both be haunted. It's okay.
Exactly.
Tanvi is the epitome of Bayan and like the two hunks.
It's okay. You're both haunted.
And then the entire society of like people around her just looking at Tanvi talking to air because there's ghosts. I love this image. Yeah.
I know.
Somebody write fanfic.
Please do.
You know I'll do it.
Anika and I should have a moment together, just saying, whoever's writing. If you're not doing Hannah, that,
don't
you're
you
wrong.
Have like 15 missing assignments?
Don't attack
Why would
me
you
this
do
way.
That? Why would you do that? What's instead? Wrong with you?
I swear, I have a 16-page paper due on Monday and I haven't started. For the record,
I'm
there's 3 days
out,
left for that.
I don't know what just happened. I don't know what this weekend is. But anyways, any hoozles.
Yeah. No, I hope you're coming back, yeah. Okay, so coming to the present, town is pretty haunted. There's no one that's allowed to step in after sundown. It's literally the only town in India that is legally haunted. Because it's not allowed to step into it from sundown to sunrise. And it's kind of been my dream to visit it at night since I saw that one show on NDTV, like NDTV Good Times or something. I saw it in third grade and I was like, damn, this place haunted as hell. I gotta go see this.
The thing that you said about the legal haunting thing makes so much sense, especially in India, because India's just, you know, very spiritually attached and all that. So it makes sense. And also bad juju, you know, very superstitious.
Yeah, bad juju.
I have a thing, though. There's this, I heard about this town, and I don't know if it's the same one, where it's like, all of them, they were in a place, they were, like, residing there, and then suddenly they up and left, and now it's, like, a ghost town, just deserted entirely. No one knows what happened to them. Like, I don't know if it's the same thing,
but it might be. There's a lot of cases in India where people have kind of tried to sneak into this place and never really found again. And I couldn't, obviously, because there's such less documentation in India, I wasn't able to actually find the time and the names of these people, but... Like, you know, little snippets of reports saying people missing in Bhangarh, people missing after trips to Bhangarh and stuff like that. So, yeah, like, you don't know. And honestly, considering that it's a ghost town, you never know. Like, there could be gangs hiding inside, like, you know.
Exactly.
You never know. It's a pretty decent place to kill someone if you think about it. Just saying. Putting it out there. Don't kill anyone in Bhangarh because I want to go there. Yeah,
kindly please don't kill people. That would be nice. Don't hurt people.
Okay, yeah, that's a better thing to say.
You're just like, specifically not there. Yeah. Everywhere else is perfectly fine.
Just go for it. Okay, so now this is actually pretty peculiar, but according to people who live around this town, say that literally all animals, insects, and birds leave the town before sundown as well. So there's literally nothing inside.
Oh, I don't know why. That just gave me goosebumps. Jeez,
it's oddly terrifying. Yeah. No, it is, like, whatever said and done, like, if you're sitting lonely while, oh my god, I'm sorry, if you're sitting alone at night or something, you know you will hear some weird crows going off in the distance or, like, some dog barking down the street, but there's, like, nothing. It's dead silence.
The thing is that, like, again, like I said, I'm a skeptic, and so if the whole thing of like the spiritual realm and all that actually exists and stuff like that, I so strongly believe that if anyone has any connection to it in this like living realm, quote unquote, it would be animals. And so the fact that animals, they just like, no, there's some bad shit there, we're not gonna deal with it, and they fuck off, that just blows my mind. I don't know why, just like, I don't know, just gives me the heaps.
Yeah, it's actually pretty terrifying. And yeah, so like the entire eerie silence probably adds to the spookiness, I guess. And one more weird thing which I read. If any villager ever tries to build a house here, the roof collapses before night.
Bro.
Like, I don't know what it is, but like, you can't have a house there. Like, if you have a house there, the roof will collapse. Like, at some point, it will just collapse. You could build it with whatever the hell you want. It's odd, like, I don't know, it's just very
odd.
Why
the roof, though? Why not, like, the door or the walls or something? Usually, a lot of times, you have a house to have,
like, a roof on your head, right? You don't really want to sit in something that just has walls around you and nothing on top.
Maybe I do.
Okay, sorry. You do you.
No, it's just like, a lot of times with hauntings, there's a lot of symbolism in what they do. So it's like, oh, we're gonna, like, show cobwebs everywhere, and it's like, the person who died, like, they love spiders or something like that. I don't know. Like, there's usually a lot of symbolism. So, like, I'm just thinking about the roof thing.
That's really weird.
I don't know why I got transported to, like, the Mark of Athena.
Who, like, loved spiders. Oh, yeah.
Like, Mark of Athena. Why was that? Yeah. Anyways, yeah, no. Oh. So, I mean, for the roof symbolism, I guess you would say, like, even when you say, like, what do you need for living? You need, like, clothes on your back and a roof on your head. So a roof on your head technically means a house. That's why you get a house or whatever, you know. And everyone's not as unique as Sunidhi, so of course.
Not everybody wants a huge sunlight in their house.
Oh, just, yeah, like, damn, just get that away from me. Yeah. Disgusting. Okay. So, okay, just to make this a little more interesting, I found 3 extremely short stories about what people have claimed to see. And yeah, like, they're very stupid. I honestly got them because I found them a little funny. But then, you know, why not? So, insert spooky music.
Mommy, tell me.
I'm reading from someone else's point of view. So, The person writes, I am from Alwar, which is a town near Bhangarh for context.
Dramatic voice, yeah.
Okay, yeah, just be sultry.
I am from Alwar. Oh, sorry.
God, no.
Okay. I am from Alwar and was only 9 years old when this happened. One day, I was walking near the fort with my father when an unknown man started walking by our side. He was smiling weirdly. We tried to get rid of him by walking fast, but he was desperate to tell us the story of this town and the real story behind this haunted fort. My father carried me and walked really fast to get rid of him. The plan had worked, but when we turned to see if he was still following us, he had completely vanished. People who were around us told us that there was absolutely no one following us at any point. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, so classic. Jeez. There was someone following you, but no one was there.
There's always that weird shit of, like, you see someone. However, I mean, yeah, if you want to believe that it's spirits, that's cool. But, like, a lot of times people, they, like, reside, like, if they, I don't want to say it, but, like, India's very shit in terms of, like, handling people who are part of, like, lower in, poor people. I'm just going to say, fuck it. India's very bad at handling it.
Oh, no.
This is very bad at handling it. So they reside in the forest, nearby areas, and so they come out at one point. So it wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. But it's fun to speculate. Yeah, yeah. That was like a potential villager.
It's fun to speculate. Everything here, pretend ghosts exist. Okay, so we move on to the second one. And again, reading from someone else's point of view, insert horror music. Horror music? Scary music. Sorry, what am I saying?
Yeah, I got a handle.
That's beautiful, love it. So, after hearing all the horror stories, my friends and I decided to go to the Bhangarh Fort during the night. We reached there around 8:30 p.m. Yeah, literally us, honestly. So we reached there around 8:30 p.m. and started exploring the place. Around 12:30 a.m., we heard a female voice shouting from the fort and we decided to leave. Horrified by what had happened, we all started running towards the main gate. And right then, a wall fell in front of us. We started running again and we were always stopped from getting out until a few hours later when we finally managed to exit the fort and get back to safety. Which is actually kind of scary. Like, imagine running and there's just walls falling left and right.
Jesus Christ. It's just the woman screaming part that's actually throwing
you. You could have stopped that sentence after running. Just imagine running. That's so scary. Could have ended
it. See, I don't like having sad endings, okay? They escape. That's why they're telling us the story, Tanvi.
I mean, yeah. They're just like, and then she killed us. And we're like, ha, how are you
and
telling
then she killed us. This is my ghost writing the story from Bhangarh. We just got
now that
some Wi-Fi recently, so...
You as you speak, as you read.
Hashtag Bhangarh, hashtag come visit me, hashtag I'll save you from the female bitch. Female bitch, what? I'm sorry. They just said they heard a female screaming, so...
And you're like,
oh,
if she's
God.
A bitch. I mean, yeah, if she's screaming.
Just no comment.
Unless
she's
in she's pain.
Screaming and... Oh, yeah, that'd be... Oh, my God, that's so sad. And that's more scary.
Yeah. It's I think it's a little more scary if it's, like, an actual person that's there who's just, like, suffering from something that you can't see. So it's like, what if that's something that's going to come after you soon? I think that's a little more scarier than it being a ghost.
That's terrifying. I enjoy this. Reading horror stories. Yeah.
Same. I love creepy
posters. Okay, so the third one. This is exceedingly funny. And Sunidhi, there's a line where I'm just going to say a lot of curses in Hindi, so please bleep me out.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, let's go. It was the winter of 2011. We had heard a lot of stories about the Bhangarh Fort, so naturally we decided to go there and check for ourselves. The fort closed at 5 p.m, but we had come this far and decided to see the fort anyway. We bribed the keeper who let us sneak in. Like, kudos to the keeper, bro. Nice job. Thank you. An hour into the fort, we were hanging around and just laughing because we didn't witness anything paranormal. It was just silent. Just when we were about to leave, we saw a man sitting near a window with like iron grills. He looked completely zoned out and wasn't really looking at us, but through us. We looked closer to see the room and, you know, see who it was. When my friend said, room ka darwaza nahi hai yaar. Sorry, this is so funny. I'm so sorry. This is so funny. Okay, that loosely translates to mother F. The room doesn't have a door.
Mother F?
I mean, there's no sister F, bro. What do you want me to say? Yeah, it's like loosely
the mother
translated.
F?
Yes.
Why don't you just say the word, motherfucker?
Because if my mother listens to this, then it's going to be embarrassing.
I hope she doesn't listen to
anyways,
this. I really desperately
I
hope
think
she
does.
She likes
I think
us.
She does.
About that. About that.
No, Tanvi, it's fine. I don't think she has expectations from us anymore.
Fair point.
Anyway, sorry. This was a scary story. My bad. Yeah. So when they realized that the room had no door, like it was just walls and iron grills, the figure smirked. And scared out of their wits, they ran away. Which is terrifying. Like, imagine someone just sitting behind iron grills in, like, a jail-like thing when it's supposed to be a ghost town and just smirking at you.
Yeah.
That it depends on what
like
background music you have, because I can see this having, like, a very...
Bow chicka wow wow. Let's just leave it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I worry for both of you.
Thank you. Okay, so these are like just very short, scary stories. If you want to hear more, I'm sure you can just Google Bhangarh and you'll find like so many. In fact, I think there was one that... Okay, so when I was younger, we used to go around like whenever we were in the car, we used to listen to the radio. And there was this channel 93.5. It still is pretty famous. They used to have this guide of like... I think the series name was like Ek Kahani Aisi Bhi. Which is like him just narrating scary stories. And it wasn't the story itself, but the way he narrated it and like the background music was so scary. I used to have nightmares for days straight. It was like horrifying. So yeah, I mean, if you can speak Hindi, check it out. It's it's fun. Yeah. Okay.
There's
so,
something just so
it's
eerie
not
about
just...
like abandoned places that like you don't know
I
if it's
know.
Haunted or not. But, like, if you see something or hear something there, it's just like, why? You're supposed to be abandoned. What's here?
Yeah. Like, in my old society, there used to be this building which was made for, like, I don't know, whatever. But, like, it was abandoned and it was basically in ruins. And we used to, like, give each other dares to sneak in. And this is, like, broad daylight. But the way we used to be so terrified. So, I can't imagine, like, a whole town with, like, an entire fort and other smaller houses and stuff still there. Like, damn, that would be terrifying. Apparently, this is just lore, and I haven't even written this down in my notes, but I've heard this in places. So, of course, this being, like, a mostly Hindu-populated area back in the day, there's a mandir, which is nearby, like a temple, and I think it's a Hanuman mandir, which is one of the gods, you know, Hindus worship. So it's said that if you are in danger and, you know, in this town, if you reach there, you just have to like stay inside. So imagine the midnight game, but instead of the salt circle, you have that mandir. You just have to get there. If you're there and you don't leave the whole night, you should be fine. But yeah, this is just like lore that's told by villagers around. Yeah.
You know the things,
right?
Yeah, I think one of the things when I was younger that always made me a little wary of anything religious, especially temples, is because I always would think about, like, what if some bad thing is chasing me and I want to find some comfort and whatever, I go in the temple and then it's still coming after me. Like, that's something that's always bothered me. And since then, I've just been so, like, I don't like it. I don't like religion.
That's
just me. That was little me, how I thought. I've changed, of course.
Why? What was broken in you? I used to be, like...
A lot of things were broken.
I was... Dude, I... When I was a kid, if I was scared of something, I just used to, like... go ahead and like start my Gayatri mantra like yeah it's gonna be fine now like my homie god has my back you can't come close to me
lol nice you know yeah, I was the type of kid that like whenever people would say like oh like if you get scared like hide under the blankets I wouldn't do that not because I'm like oh I want to face it head on no because I hated the idea that if I covered my face with a blanket right and I'm like okay the coast is clear and I put the blanket down it's right in front of me. Like, I hated that idea so much that I was like, you know, I'm going to prepare for it. Like, if I see it coming.
See, dude, you're so stupid because if you have the blanket on your head, you don't remove it until it's, like, sun up
exactly,
or whatever.
Exactly.
Morning.
But
yeah.
What if, like, okay, I don't know about you guys, but I find it difficult to, like, stay under the blanket. Like, I start, like, I can't breathe properly. It gets too hot, right? Oh, and so I'm thinking I love
blankets.
Clear.
I am always under the blanket.
Can't relate.
Can't relate. I love blankets. I just sit inside, like, with my head in as well. My dad comes screaming, you shouldn't do that. You will suffocate. And my mom's like, you will suffocate. And I'll be like, yeah, but, like, it's nice and warm inside.
I'm like, yeah, I don't have to. Why do you think I'm doing it?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
This is so dark. Honestly,
it's really not.
I just have to make sure that my ear is covered and everything else. My ear has to be covered and my butt, and then I'm fine. Like, I can sleep anywhere. My ears have to be covered. I don't know why.
What?
But my I have to make sure that the blanket is covering. Okay, no, the blanket is covering my ears, right? So that's in, like, one of my pillow.
Are you thinking of the right body part?
Yes, I am. Yeah, my ear. Kaan.
I get what she means. Yeah.
I kind of blame that on, like, when I was younger, I had, like, sinusitis. So that, like, would be a bad thing to have cold air in your ears. So I would cover it. So I think it's a habit now. But still, it's like, wow. I have to make sure both my ears are, like, covered, right? I have to make sure nothing's getting through them or, like, entering through them, whatever. And
So you must also not sleep on your stomach then. I sleep on my stomach, so having my ears covered means that,
you know,
my
how
head's
I
covered as well.
I sleep on my stomach almost all the
that's
time.
That's how I was like, what? Then
I literally don't even care. I just have to make sure that it's covered and I sleep.
We'll just post a photo of Sunidhi in a blanket for everyone listening.
If you do that without me knowing, I'll be worried. The cameras in my room becoming effective now.
Back to Bhangad, y'all. Back to Bhangad. So it's not only, like, all of these stories and stuff, but a lot of people who've gone there claim to feel the lingering negative energy or whatever, even after they've left the town. So a lot of them also go ahead and get themselves some religious cleansing. I don't know how that works, but, you know, whatever. But yeah, they just feel very, uneasy for most part. And yeah, there's also, like, a few cases of there's this one case that I very vividly remember. There was one paranormal investigator. Again, I'm sorry, don't remember his name. Couldn't find out because there's no documentation. So he went into Bhangad one night, but never really came out. And half of his recording equipment was missing. And it was just, like, it was pretty scary, yeah.
Ominous.
So,
damn.
Yeah, very ominous. So there's one of the most active areas in the fort. There's a dance room. So people often hear ghungru sounds there.
Oh, that's no.
Yeah. And see, like, silhouettes of dancers. Okay, so just two things. A, Sunidhi put, like, ghungru sounds here because I don't know if everyone knows what it is. It's like an accessory worn on the ankle, and it makes sounds like what Sunidhi will have played or will be putting somewhere. Anyways, yeah. So, and it's often worn by, like, classical Indian dancers, just in case someone doesn't know, just in case. Oh, also, this reminds me so heavily of the scene from, do you remember Bhool Bhulaiya? Like that Akshay Kumar movie?
Yeah.
In which there was this lady called Manjulika. Damn, like that.
So.
That was so scary.
I think I remember.
I really hope people relate to me because this is, like, it was the scariest thing I had seen as a 9-year-old.
Let me search it, actually. Maybe looking at her might remind me.
It's like Vidya Balan and Akshay Kumar, I think.
I think so.
Image.
Oh my god, yeah, I remember. Oh my god, this was terrifying. I remember, it's like her makeup and everything, it messed me up.
Bruh, I swear, I saw it again and I just got, flashbacks. Anyways, so yeah, it's pretty scary for, like, a 9-year-old to be watching alone, so beware.
Yeah.
Another movie which scarred me as a child.
I thought it was like a comedy. It's funny.
Tanvi, please,
like,
leave.
Scary.
Tanvi, just leave. I don't want to talk to you. Why are you like this? Let me have, like, you know, my
Tanvi
scary
bullying.
Moments. Yes, Tanvi bullying is always
okay. To be fair, I watched, like, The Exorcist when I was 7. So I think...
Didn't you watch that one?
I think
one?
That
Guys,
was the beginning.
Tanvi is so quirky.
It's not quirky.
Didn't you watch
bullied.
That like intense movie with your dad when you were small? Like really
oh,
small?
Sad.
Django Unchained, Kill Bill. Basically all
Kill
super
Bill.
Violent Quentin Tarantino
that's
movies.
That's
yeah. Watched
that's
all of
sad.
It as a kid, uncensored.
Also, I feel like this episode is gonna be centered to like people who are very close to my age. And live in the same place.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've heard of this movie called Makdi. It used to come on Pogo.
No.
Shabana Azmi was in it. That's why I know about
I
it.
I don't remember. But it was terrifying. Dude,
Tanvi's
it was
the type
so terrifying.
Of person that you'll bring up a show name and she'll tell you about the producer and the director.
Yeah.
She's kind of like a Wikipedia 100%. For it. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think Tanvi is like an avid Wikipedia enthusiast. I don't know why, it's just...
Without using it very
well. Oh, yeah, it's
YouTube videos.
It's one of my top three most visited sites.
Oh, never
Wikipedia.
Mind.
Oh, my God. Why? Yeah. You're like a professor's worst nightmare, not gonna lie.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
You just being like, sir, actually, I read. And they're just like, we I wish said. You didn't.
Like Tanvi's impression on her professors, these ghungru noises are very terrifying. Imagine them at night with like pin drop silence and you hear ghungru noises and people dancing out of nowhere. It is, oh no. Like people dancing in the dark to me is so terrifying. Yeah, anyways. Yeah.
That just, that phrase reminded me of Slow Dancing in the Dark by Joji.
Oh,
this
I love
not
that
the
song
time
so
place
much.
For that song.
Yeah, not the
so
time.
Like that,
I mean,
that puts me in a mood.
I know.
Imagine
I
if someone's like trying to find some love, like they're going to Bhangar to find love, and they just see someone dancing, and they're like playing Joji to try to impress a ghost. It'll be beautiful. I can get on board.
No, like
with the
Filthy
movie
Frank
about
outfit.
It.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Oh my god.
The skin tight, bright pink outfit. Oh
someone,
God,
someone, please make a Joji and Bhangar video, please. Not video, sorry. Like a fan fiction. I love that. I don't have the creativity for it, but you know, would appreciate seeing it. Anyways, yeah. So a lot of surrounding villages also say that those who go in come out possessed, and possession is terrifying. I am not gonna lie.
Shane Madej walks in. Comes up perfectly fine.
Oh my god,
the
yeah, like Ryan and Shane should like definitely come to Bhangar.
They should
I'd
please
love,
come
to I'd
India.
Love for them
oh
to
my
come.
God, it would be great if they come.
Yeah,
to
there's
India.
So many scary places here. Like everywhere you go, it's like, yeah, someone died here. Someone
it's either
like,
something
scary
politically
here.
Or economically linked, or it's actually haunted.
That's true.
A
that's
bunch of theories.
True. Or it's just like somewhere where gangs take their victims and, you know, kill them and
exactly.
stuff.
Yeah, that's what I, like criminals pretending to hang,
yeah.
like straight out of Scooby-Doo. Something straight out of Scooby-Doo.
We are living
like
in like
pretending.
A Scooby-Doo land. We're living in Scooby-Doo land.
Mm-hmm.
Just asking
imagine
if you were to
be
a Scooby-Doo character, who would you be? There's three right answers.
Velma.
Yeah, one for each of us.
Right.
yeah.
Okay, I was going to take Velma, but Suniti
would...
matches the role better. So, yeah. I think I'm just going to be Shaggy then. Tanvi can be Scooby. That's fine.
Yeah, I was about to say. I think I'm
Scooby. Yeah, I'll be Shaggy. That's fine. The other two were just so... They're too perfect to be in Scooby-Doo. Like, no hate to them.
Daphne and Fred? Put some respect on the name. You're like the other two.
Daphne and Fred. They're too like prim and proper, you know, like good looking and I'm so smart, I'm so cool, huh? Like it's just it annoys me. You gotta have
Daphne was like the damsel in distress though. She wasn't really known
for so that's exactly my point. That's like
brains.
They're trying to oh yeah, okay, true. But they were given the entire, you know, Romeo, not Romeo and Juliet, but yeah, damsel in distress, knight in shining armor. She's helpless. He's strong. There we go.
I think on the side, Velma and Daphne
Fred
had something going on.
Fred is known for being
on.
Cringe.
I said what I said.
I still
Daphne,
support.
Yeah,
I support
we
what
should.
I said.
Yeah.
Okay, Suniti. So and. No, man, there should be like more documentation of these places. And I oh, I'm going to get into this later, but there's this one person who went there with the spirit box and caught something. So that's always fun, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Spirit boxes are cool.
Yeah. I was not able to watch the whole video last night because Indian shows put overdramatic music. And this is at 1 a.m. and I hear the bloody scary music. I was terrified. anyways. Yeah, so this is becoming a Bhangad only episode. So, okay, let's go. Yeah. Next one. So, the next place is also in Rajasthan. It's a village called Guldhara. It's near Jaisalmer. And, yeah, Rajasthan has a lot of ghost towns. I guess it could be because it's a desert area. So, makes sense.
I mean, maybe. A lot of wandering souls, I guess.
So this is not as popular as Bhangad, but it's up there. So a lot of people are like, oh my god, Guldhara, haunted village, damn, bad juju. So I've seen a few pictures of this place and it is so pretty. Like, honestly, in daytime, it does not look like it could be a spooky place. But it's just like really pretty because the remaining buildings and whatever are just... It's really aesthetic, that's all I'm gonna say. I'll send you pictures.
Let me see. I think this is the one that just went abruptly and got a ban. I don't even know. There's so many. India's very own ghost town. It looks very nice.
It is. It's like, it's really pretty for some reason. Something nice about it, but then it's haunted. So, you know.
Well.
Okay, so when I started my research on this one, I saw a bit of a pattern forming. So all Indian ghost towns have a bad guy trying to marry a beautiful lady, and then the lady giving them the biggest no, fuck you, and the town gets, you know, falls to ruins, becomes haunted. It's great.
We haven't evolved whatsoever.
We have not. Damn. So, okay, so to the specifics, Guldhara was a Brahmin town. Brahmins are like a caste and status wise they're kind of up there. So yeah, that's all I can say about that. And according to the legend, Salim Singh was a powerful and debauched prime minister of the state, and he fell in love with the daughter of the village's head, which I guess would be the sarpanch or something, but I'm not sure. And he tried to marry her by force. Now, I don't know what this by force means. I genuinely don't. I tried figuring out. I have no idea. Everywhere I just see that he tried to marry her by force. So, yes, that's what we're going with. So, he threatened the village with grave consequences if they did not adhere to his wish. So, instead of submitting to the order of the, you know, idiot... They held a council and people of 85 villages left their ancestral homes and just vanished. So, I mean, I guess they would have probably moved somewhere else, but no one really knew where they went. So vanished is like a fancy term. And that's not all. Before leaving, they put a curse on this place and said that no one will be able to settle here after they leave. And yeah, that was more to, you know, throw that guy into ruins because he was like, important person, and if his village has no people, then he has no importance. So nice. I enjoyed the story because the entire village went, no, fuck you. And yeah.
Wow.
So yeah.
That is the biggest
very nice and very
you.
Petty. Yeah. Very nice and very petty. We like. So to this date, the village is barren and it's left almost exactly the same as its inhabitants had left it centuries ago. And it's also said that people who have tried to stay there at night have been chased away by strange paranormal phenomenon. Again, very little detail on this. We need documentation, y'all. We need documentation. Okay, so a more plausible reason, just to appeal to Tanvi, is that Salim Singh raised his taxes to such a high extent that it became unviable for the local community to survive in the village itself, and they decided to migrate to a better place with greener pastures and, you know, just generally they'll be better off. Because this is also like a desert land. And yeah, we're gonna pretend we don't see the injustices of the state because we like scary stories. Okay, so ignore this part.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm just confused about one thing. Yes. That like how they were chased by like paranormal stuff when all the people were like, you know, they left.
Yeah, exactly. So I genuinely don't know how that works, because they deem, like, you know, no one can ever settle here or live in this place. So I don't know what's exactly haunting it. Like, is it Saleem Singh or someone? Like, is it the bad guy?
Yeah,
but then why would he be haunting
things.
It?
And yeah,
yeah, like, there's, like, nothing that would make the town haunted. Like, I get your point. But, yeah, so people nowadays report their mirrors fogging up and handprints appearing on it, which is terrifying.
Oh,
then,
no,
yeah,
no.
Someone, yeah, no. Someone tapping their shoulder, someone whispering nonsense into their ear. And, like, you know, all the spooky stuff you would like to see on a nice spring evening. So, okay, I'll get on to another thing. So, this is actually a paranormal true crime case, I guess, in India. This happened around 4 years ago in, I think 5 years ago now, sometime in 2016. So, I am going completely off the material I had prepared. But let's talk about, I believe his name was Gaurav Tiwari. Let me check 1 second.
All right, Rhea.
Have you
read
about it?
I don't know too much about this. No, we had a discussion of this in class, actually, but I didn't pay attention because I don't pay attention in class.
we stand.
But I know it's a big case.
Yeah, it's like a really big case. So, okay, I am not too sure on the specifics because I did my research on this like a year or so ago. But I believe, let's just get into it. So this guy was born somewhere in India, I don't remember, sorry. And to pursue his higher studies, I believe he went to the US or something like that, where
he was born in Patna.
Flat,
I think.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool. Patna. He was born in Patna and he went to some place in the US to further his education. And yeah, he felt some paranormal stuff happening around him. Like, the apartment he lived in had like a bad history of people just leaving because weird stuff kept happening. And then he got, you know, into that room and he realized that, damn, this shit is haunted. And that's where his interest picks up. Yeah, so he experienced a lot of this and realized that US has something called paranormal investigators and paranormal societies and stuff like that. So I believe he started doing his research, joined one of them, and kind of rose through the ranks pretty well. He was pretty famous. He did a lot of shows, like even in Australia and stuff like that. He's pretty well known. And yeah, like that's the history I have on him, I guess. Okay, so this is where it relates to Kuldhara, because I remember reading it somewhere. Someone said that after his investigation in Kuldhara, he always had like this presence around him. Now, I don't know who said this. I don't know in what context this was said, but it has been said. So we will go with it. Yeah. So, yeah, people believe something latched onto him after Kuldhara, and he's like pretty bold with it. I've seen a few videos of him just going like, yeah, bitch, why are you here? yeah, like he's not rude or disrespecting the ghost anyway, but like, it's not very, like, he's not scared of them and it shows.
Yeah, because, yeah, bitch, why are you here is extremely respectful.
Okay, he doesn't say, yeah, bitch, why are you here? I'm giving you a vibe. Go with it, okay? Just go with the vibe. Don't go by my words because this is not a quote from him. Yeah, so he was, like, pretty confident about it. And you know how most people when talking to ghosts have this, oh no, like, what if they attack me kind of thing. He was just like, nah, I don't care. I will talk to you the way I want to talk to you. So yeah, people think that something happened
bee.
And something
bad
latched
bee.
On to him after. Yeah, baddie bee. Why is Nicki Minaj coming?
I don't know.
Sorry. Yeah. So he... Okay, let's just get on to the case part. What happened was in 2016, he had gotten married to his girlfriend or something like that. And yeah, he wasn't unfortunately able to spend a lot of time with her because he died stuff to no, shut up.
We appreciate you,
stuff
Tanvi.
To do.
We really do.
We do. Yes. Oh god. he had like stuff to do in the mornings, of course, and at night, being a paranormal investigator, his work went on till pretty late. So there was like a bit of tension there. He went ahead and went for one of the cases or whatever at night, and he got back home pretty late. And his wife was waiting up for him. And apparently they had a bit of an argument. But it ended just at that. Like, it wasn't anything super deep. It was just that, why do you, stay out so late? Like, try to come home early. Like, that kind of basic stuff. And yeah, the next day he woke up, normal morning, had his breakfast, did whatever. And got on to do his work. Like, he was just editing a few videos and all of that stuff. And he gets up to just use the washroom. And he goes into the washroom, but he doesn't come out alive.
What? Oh, geez.
Here's the entire peculiarity of it, because I believe he died of the weird AS. How do you pronounce that freaking word? Sunithi, help me.
Asperger's?
What?
No.
You can't die of Asperger's.
No. It's A-S-P-H-Y-X-I-A.
Asphyxiation.
Thank you, thank you. I cannot pronounce long words.
God bless
thank you.
It's like asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation.
So
he died of... Yeah,
he choked.
But yeah. What would he have choked on? Man's went to pee, bro. Anyways, yeah. He goes in and the wife kind of sensed that something was off. And she's like calling out to him. She's knocking on the door. There's no response whatsoever. And yeah, she tried breaking open the door, but she couldn't do it alone. So she called Gaurav Tiwari's father, who helped her, and both of them somehow managed to break the door down. And he was sprawled on the floor, barely breathing. So they rushed him to the nearest hospital and he was pronounced dead there. Now, the weird thing is, this case was ruled as a suicide by the police, but
yeah, they're
how
not gonna
could...
be like he was choked to death by a ghost.
No, one moment. Guys, no, listen. I just searched it up, right? Gaurav Tiwari, his death, right? And it's just, there's this, this picture here, right, by an article, and it shows this, like, picture of this dude. Sometimes in India, it's a common thing where they just post pictures of, like post-mortem. And so there was this, there's this picture of this...
The black line on the neck?
Yes! But, like, from the looks of it, how can you get that marked, like, in a normal bathroom? And also, it's so, like, clean. Like, I don't know. Like, what... I don't understand what that could be. But again, at the same time, it's like, wouldn't if you...
Yeah, okay, so I'm getting
to
it. Let me build the suspense, girly.
Yeah.
So, the bathroom itself had nothing that he could have really hung himself off of. If you're saying he suicided by, like, a very conventional means, by hanging, there was no rope. There was
committed
nothing he could
suicide,
have hung.
Not suicided. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, like, if you say that he committed suicide, there was nothing that would... manage the entire claim of hanging and dying, which a lot of people believed, because there was nothing that he could have hung himself from, and there was like no rope or whatever, like anything he could have tied around his neck. So there was nothing like that in the bathroom itself. And secondly, there was also like no pills or anything. And the freakiest part is he had a dark black line. Like, this isn't just like some small sort of pen mark kind of thing. Like, no, it was a dark black line going around his neck.
If you're comfortable, search it up, Gaurav Tiwari and death photo or dead photo, something like that. You will see that image that like Anika is trying to describe here, but only if you're comfortable.
Yeah, like you could have a look, but it's like very weird. And yeah, so then the police said it was suicide, and the wife and the father obviously said that, you know, what's wrong with you? Why would he suicide? Like, there's literally no reason. Everything's going fine. And again, not saying that we're invalidating anything, but it was just extremely unlikely. And there was no other proof of it being a suicide. So then the police tried to kind of pawn it off on the wife, and the father said, you killed him. But there was no conclusive evidence for like any of that to be true. So they went with suicide, I guess. And yeah, it's just very mysterious because no one really knows what happened. No one is probably gonna know what happened. And yeah, pretty trippy because he was like kind of the person who brought in paranormal investigation into India. Like, yeah, it's damn pretty trippy. And then then there's like speculations and stuff, people going that this has been with him because he's been to so many haunted places, something must have followed him in. And that's the entire haunted aspect of it. But yeah, this is just like a very bizarre case, honestly.
That's something that like is an irrational fear of mine, that if I go to a place that's supposedly haunted, something latches onto me and I end up like fucking up everybody else's life and stuff like that. Like, it just starts jumping from person to person. I don't know, it's a very irrational fear, but it's there.
Oh, mine is just like, please don't follow me. Like, I'll give you a visit, but don't follow me, man. Please don't.
We can jam in my body. Sure. Yeah. Just don't leave it and bother other
like,
people.
I can't remember which one was a ghost where he said, okay, you may leave now, and they just leave. I love that. Love that for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Which one was that?
Yeah.
I forgot.
I don't know. Yeah, same. We should do this, damn. Yeah, some ghost was very nice and, you know, just consenting.
I think
so
it's called
they
bare
left
bones
whenever we asked
like
them to.
Bare bones.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah.
In the second campaign.
Yeah, that was like God of Tiwari's case as such. And again, pretty trippy. Went from ghost towns to a case. And oh yeah, the third place that I was thinking of talking about is this place called Dow Hills. Now, this isn't really a ghost town, so I didn't do a lot of research on it, but the ghost that's apparently seen around is this headless man.
Oh, casual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just perfectly casual, fine. Like you're walking and then there's this place called Death Road where apparently some murders have happened and some suicides have happened. Again, super cash.
Of course.
Nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is in Darjeeling. Yeah, I think this is in Darjeeling. Yeah, it's in Darjeeling. Yeah, so everyone's pretty terrified of these places. And there's also a school there. And I don't know if it's abandoned or not. But there's a lot of weird deaths that's happened in the school as well because... Okay, that's weird because you don't have a lot of deaths happening at school, first of all. And if you see pictures of that place, it's pretty like scary, nightmare material.
Spooky.
Like it has those long trees and, you know, nice foggy
areas.
Yeah.
Oh no. I'm just getting Bly Manor vibes, just like in the middle of nowhere, this huge ass mansion.
Oh no, man, Haunting of Hill House was just so beautiful. I was a little underwhelmed when I saw Bly Manor. Like, it's a good show, but Haunting of Hill House just put the bar
streaming
up there.
But yeah, I'm definitely gonna continue watching. I've taken a pause right now. And the main reason I started watching is because like some of my friends, they just started like they start talking about it, they gave so many spoilers that I was like, okay, well then guess I'm gonna watch it now. I didn't listen to any of the spoilers, though. I just left them the call. And then I joined back.
Understandable. I don't like spoilers, but I'm not as bothered by them as a lot of people are.
Yeah, as you two know, I read the last page of books before I buy them.
That's just unacceptable. See, I'm fine with spoilers coming from others, but the fact that you do it to yourself...
Yeah. No, I've done that. I still do that. I don't buy books very often now.
Yeah, no, my sister does that as well because she likes knowing what will, like, she's
Same.
Impatient, so she wants to
like,
know the
worth
end.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are
she's
you
like, I'm not wasting
like
my time on
horrible.
This shit. No, my sister
yeah,
does
exactly.
that.
If it's like a point,
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, if it's a pointless ending.
Call her here and tell her she is.
I think she hears it very
like,
often. I'm pretty sure
she is an atrocity.
No, I'm pretty sure Tanvi tells her sister that almost every day, so.
Ah, that's fine. Of course you need that. No, but yeah, honestly, places in India, there has to be more documentation, man. Like, there's so much culture, there's so much heritage, but none of it is documented. You go to these heritage sites and the only thing you'll see is, like, one board saying fort. Like, oh, thanks, bro. Didn't see it there. there needs to be more structure to this.
If I'm being honest,
there needs to have, like...
Yeah.
And we're just talking over each other. But, like,
yeah,
there, need, like, they need to have some more security. Like, if the story that I read was true, if Pangar, whatever, like, it'll be fun to go and stuff. But if there's a rule in place that you're not supposed to go after midnight, like, not midnight, after sundown, it's a heritage site, you're not supposed to go there. Just passing the security guard at 10, like, let me in. And then he's like, okay, fine, girly, go.
I mean, as well, like, a lot of these places that are haunted are, like, near villages, right? Near, like, very secluded places, right? I wouldn't be surprised if, like, nearby villagers, like, they also feel like, oh, no, we like, own this land now. Like, we don't want you to interfere, because a lot of times they don't like it if you start, like, messing about with, like, the energy of the place and, like, how it's settled and all that. Like, don't disrupt the peace, basically. Especially, like, with, you know, celebrities and all that. Like, they come in there and they start, quote-unquote, disrupting the peace. And so a lot of people, they won't like it. So I think for us, like, the people, the reason why it's such, like, at least in my opinion, this is just my speculation of, like, why it's such, like, sparse documentation and stories about these haunted places. It's because nearby people maybe are, like, don't, like, ruin anything there. Don't, like, fuck it up with your own presence because you're just fooling around. But on top of that, it's, like, with the public, with, like, the media as well, they're a little more apprehensive towards it. So it makes sense to me why we don't have a lot of documentation, but it would be nice if that changed. Profit a lot from it.
Yeah, but that's true. But then again, like, I don't know, I just want more documentation. I want to know the history, okay?
I want spooky, wooky stories near me.
Yes, we want spooky stories. Also, wait, let me find that place in the, what is it? The Delhi cantonment area, right?
That's oh, yeah. So, wait, I already know this one. I'll, like, tell it loosely, but you can search it. So, there's, like, this road near Delhi. It's called the Delhi cantonment road. I can't pronounce it. And essentially, if you take a drive on it, you know, there have been several, like, accounts. For this one especially, there's been several accounts for what happens. They say that if you're taking a drive on it in like, nighttime, right? If you see, you'll see this, like, woman in, like, a white sari. I don't know why I pronounce it that way.
Oh, damn, that's terrifying.
In a white sari with, that's like, terrifying. Long black hair, running at the speed of the car, that at the speed of your car. Alongside you, so you see her across from you.
No. My problem like, with what? That, Nidhi, is that Delhi Cantonment is a pretty popular area. Like, it's not secluded.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's, like, during, what do you say, when there aren't many people, like, middle of the night. Usually these accounts
are... Yeah, people. I've been there in middle of the night. There hasn't been any weird lady following us.
Okay, Bandi. She's probably just hated you.
That's very, very, very likely.
But yeah, it's
just,
like,
weird when people make up like lures about places that are very buzz, that do buzz with traffic quite a fair bit. I don't know, I'm like, make a story up about like a secluded place, right, somewhere in the middle.
I mean, yeah, most of them are. That's why the cantonment is a little more special. It's because it's such a crowded place. That's why it's like, okay, you, all these people, they saw something, they experienced something. So, whether or not it's true or not doesn't really matter. It's like, it's a public, like, it's a very populated place. It's a very common road that a lot of people use while going to, like, work and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, the fact that there's these stories, like, it makes it much more appealing, much more famous, I guess. But, yeah, she starts, literally, she's running at the speed of your car, parallel with you. And then she will, like, knock or something, like, ask to get in or something like that, right? And if you let her in, like, she'll sit there in the back seat or something like that the entire time you start driving. So either in the middle of the drive, she might, you know, just casually, she'll start screaming, just loudly screaming.
Oh my God.
Or she'll just disappear in front of your eyes. So
But
then she sometimes starts like coming up right in front of you, or she's like running with you again. Running with you while screaming at the same time. There's sometimes that.
Running is... 1 second. Let me just close my curtains. Don't need that imagery when it's like night outside.
No, but like...
No screaming. See, it has screaming, which I don't like. It has ladies dressed in white clothes, and I'm presuming she has long, dark, black hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. There's this picture this one guy took one time, and there was this woman caught, like, I don't know if it's real. I really doubt it's real, but I don't know, just, like, it gave me the heebs. And basically, it was this, like, this guy, he was, like, taking a drive down there, and he was investigating the cantonment, so he was, like, driving there for a long time. And another thing is that, like, if you see this woman in white and you talk to her and she, like, and you ask for directions or something like that, or she will, like, stop you and ask, like, where are you going or something like that. And if you happen to, you know, ignore her, they say that you will move in, like, circles. Like, you just stay in that one place the entire time, no matter where you're going, apparently. But yeah, if I, like, find the picture that this guy took. Okay, yeah, I put the picture in the chat. Just look at it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll post this as well.
Yeah. Again, if it was staged, it's a very good stage picture.
Shit, that's scary. Yeah, it's probably edited, but like, imagine seeing this at night, damn.
I know, exactly. You're just walking. Oh my god. Even if okay, so assuming it is staged, right, and someone's driving behind you, they see that, they're gonna shit themselves.
Oh my god, yeah, like imagine like a car in front of you just going and this lady screaming and running right beside. Oh my god. And then she looks back at you. Oh, sorry.
It's the long black hair and the white. Oh my god, just terrifying.
Bloodshot eyes, I'm presuming.
Yeah, pale face, dead eyes, everything. The usuals, you know. So I just have one remaining question, really. So given everything that we talked about, and it's very intriguing on how, like, the supernatural and spiritual shit works. With that said, do y'all think water's wet?
Again, like, Tanvi's gonna say no.
Here's the thing.
But
if
then
you think about...